How safe are the stimulant medications that are used?
The major side effects of medications are generally mild if they occur at all, and they would be more like stomach aches, headaches, trouble falling asleep, and decreased appetite. So they are side effects that need to be worked around if they occur, but don't have any long-term problems associated with them. One of the major studies that has looked at ADHD has found some growth issues possible, particularly at children taking higher doses of the medication. So we definitely recommend following growth very carefully. If there is going to be a growth problem, it's likely to occur and then settle down within the first 1 to 3 years of treatment. And even the studies that show there is some growth effect, it's usually 1 to 2 centimeters of growth different, which is basically less than an inch. In adolescents, a special consideration is whether these medications might be diverted or sold in the community. We think about alternate medications to the usual stimulant medications, and these can include lisdexamfetamine, which is called Vyvanse, because it has to be absorbed in the GI tract in order to be effective. And we would also consider non-stimulants like atomoxetine or the newer medications that have been approved, include long-acting guanfacine and long-acting clonidine. The cardiac effects question has been looked at pretty carefully over the last few years. So we do make a recommendation for taking a really careful history around cardiac symptoms, because there are conditions like Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. We ask about any sudden deaths in the family. There's another condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and another called long QT syndromes. If children have heart disease, we recommend getting a recommendation from a cardiologist before doing it. And if there's this family history, we carefully consider whether we want to use these medications or the non-stimulants like atomoxetine or the long-acting guanfacine or clonidine.